Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Problems of a Teenager, where we bring teens from across the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. I'm your host, Keon, and today with Star Dacia Hudson, we're going to be talking about the Career Week. Starting Monday, Career Week is going to be amazing. Well, it's Tuesday now because of the editing, but thank you guys for watching this video. Make sure you stay tuned after this ad. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Problems of a Teenager, where we bring teens from across the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. I'm your host, Keon Williams, and guess what, everyone? Today is Career Week, where I bring teachers, entrepreneurs, investors from all around the world to talk about their problems and other things like that. But anyways, today we have an amazing person. Matter of fact, let's leave the introduction to her. How are you, Ms. Hudson?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just glad to be here.
So please introduce yourself to everyone.
Hey, everyone. My name is Star Dacia Hudson, a.k.a. Miss Hudson. I'm 20 years old. I worked at Hubert for 2 years. So that's how I met Keon. I've been a youth advocate. I'm a school teacher currently. I'm a nonprofit founder for Inner City Minority Girls, so I'm working on that. I have an online brand called Her Light Shines, and I'm just a community advocate that's wanting to push the new era forward and, you know, be the best that I can to those around me. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that was so amazing. That was an amazing introduction.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get right into the questions. Ms. Hudson, okay, what made you think that you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I always had my ideas. You know, I was always very creative, and I had in my mind, you know, what I wanted to see in the world. So basically, you could say I had a vision. So, you know, you can't depend on another job or anyone else to create the vision that you have. So, you know, that's why I went into entrepreneurship, so I can create what I want to see.
Okay, that was another amazing part. Okay, so for women or men in a household, any parents who have low income, do you like, if they want to be entrepreneur, do you have any tips for them?
Yes, well, it all starts with a vision. So, you know, I wouldn't be so concerned about money just yet. I would just take down a piece of paper, get a pen, and write down my vision. You know, go on Google and research different business structure templates and, like, you know, kind of think of names and, you know, if you're a product service, what kind of product you want to do, or if you want to help some way in the community, like, what do you want to see happen? Like, I would first write it down on a piece of paper and kind of gather all my thoughts together. Mm-hmm. You know, my plan of action, everything. So it's a lot of different resources online for free, like YouTube. They have a lot of YouTube videos about how to start up a business. Yeah. And then after that, you know, it's only $100 to get an LLC. So I don't know. It's a lot of steps, but I would first just focus on actually writing it out. So you can know, you know, what you want to do and what you want to see, your goals and things like that.
Okay, I get that. I really do. So I'm going to copy, like, just say this from myself. Well, not from myself, from someone else, because this comes off an entrepreneurwebsite.com article. So tell me what you think about this. Despite the women-owned businesses, females find they're still lack the financial resources of starting their own businesses, according to MarketWatch. This 2.2% of all venture capital in the U.S. goes to companies founded solely by women. In addition, companies with all male founders receive the funding after their first round close to 35% of the time. For companies with female founders, the number is, you know, less than 2%. Only 2% of women-owned businesses ever make it to $1 million in revenue. 3.5 less times than their male competitors. So what do you think about that? Because first of all, I just think that's a whole, I don't think it's a lie and I don't think it's the truth. Because I know a whole bunch of women entrepreneurs who's making it, who's making right more than any male, no matter what he's, no matter how old. But what do you think about that? Like, do you think that, like, actually focus on females?
Well, you know, first, it's a lot of controversy out there online. Some of it may be real news. Some of it may be fake. Some of it may be biased. So, you know, I would just, like, educate myself more on the topic, you know, because you just never know what you're getting. But I wouldn't, you know, be discouraged about that. You get what I'm saying? Because, like you said, there are some women entrepreneurs that's excelling. Like, you know, Oprah is an entrepreneur. You know, people will call her, like, a philanthropist. But in simpler terms, she's an entrepreneur. So, I don't know. I would just educate myself more and, you know, kind of know both sides. So, I can know how to, like, maneuver through that. But yeah, it's a giant, you know, like, education is so important. Financial literacy is so important. And I feel like it should be taught more in schools. So, you know, children can know how to, like, address and, like, you know, be able to interpret, you know, different articles that may be controversial or discouraging. So,
okay. Great. So, attention out there to all teens. Make sure you listen up to this question closely, because this is actually what they kind of tell you in school, kind of not. So make sure you stay in school, do your work, do what you have to do to excel and provide the need for your family. So this question is, as the leader, what are your responsibilities? And like I said, heavy risks and responsibilities, very quotation marks. Responsibilities is such a big word, and like, it comes with a lot of things. So if you don't, if you're not responsible and you know you cannot handle this thing, please don't say you're going to do it, because that's what tips me off the most. Right. Oof, I just hate it. So what, as a leader, what are your responsibilities?
As a leader, my responsibility is make sure that everyone that is following me, everyone that, that are being influenced by me, are being led in the right direction. In simple terms, like, as a leader, you have to take the responsibility and the initiative to make sure the people are okay. You feel me? Regardless of their situation, regardless of their education level, regardless of where they're at in life, as a leader, you should do what you need to do to make sure that your flock, you know, are good and they don't have, you know, like, giants and, you know, wolves coming at them. And when I say giants and wolves, I mean in the low income jobs, bad credit, the list goes on. You know, a lot of people are affected by the system, you know. So I feel like you should just, it takes a lot of endurance definitely to be a leader, because you are carrying a heavy weight. But you really have to just keep your eyes on the main goal and actually know where you're going. You know, if you don't know the way, if you don't know how to lead the people, you're not a leader. You know, leaders have certain inner inabilities to be able to, you know, lead you in the right path, basically. So if you lost yourself, how can you lead someone else?
Okay, so this is a big question, because, like, women and teens, like, women, like, this is, this question actually focused on women and teens. As a woman, have you experienced any difficulties leading, and are there any gender biases noticed within the organization that you're in or in the community? Have you had any barriers, including but not limited to prejudices, stereotypes, lack of support, etc., that have limited your progress?
It's everything. You know, lack of support. And when I say lack of support, I'm talking about emotional support,
right?
Physical support, spiritual support. You know, it's a lot of things you have to overcome, you know, to lead women, especially, and the youth, teenage girls. And you have to really understand, you know, you have to understand the people. You have to build a relationship.
Right.
You know, like, just because I'm leading somebody, I'm not better than them. You know, I'm not going to, you know, toot my nose at them. You know, they need my help. So it takes a very humble person to lead. You have to have humility. You feel me? Like, any good leader, you know, of, they have humility in some way. So it's more so just about those inner qualities,
right,
which make great leaders stand out.
And that was so amazing. Okay, so as a leader, what has been your biggest challenge?
Okay. As a leader, what's been my biggest challenge?
Please take your time. Like, this is a big question. These are
some definitely. Yeah. Being so hard on myself.
Right. Okay.
You know, overthinking and being hard on myself, because I can be doing 100 things at one time and I still feel like I'm not doing enough. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And my biggest challenge has been to remain steady, you know, remain unbothered when it comes to, you know, the end result. You know, you just have to enjoy the journey, enjoy the process. And as a leader, I've had, you know, it's hard to not, you know, let's say, for instance, someone that you're influencing, they're going through a rough situation.
Right.
You know, you feel those emotions too. So it can get heavy sometimes, you know, like in the school system. I don't think y'all, you know, I think you probably understand, but a lot of children don't realize, you know, teachers at the school, you know, counselors, we run through 600, 700 kids a day. That's 600, 700 different personalities, issues, right, concerns. Like, we deal with a lot. So, you know, that weight can get heavy, and sometimes we can feel like we're losing ourselves. So,
that was amazing. That was amazing. That's not saying that. So, another big question. What has been your greatest achievement? Oh, sorry, excuse me. Let me say that right. Achievement as a leader.
Ooh.
Right, right.
I'm going to be real with you. My greatest achievement is making it through this pandemic as a leader. This pandemic has truly exposed the real from the fake. You know, I just have to put it plain and simple. And man, it's not a game anymore. You know, we definitely need the youth. I really appreciate you, this podcast, you know, and different other, you know, what generation? Is it Generation Z? Gen Z?
Gen Z, yes.
Yeah, Gen Z is phenomenal. Y'all are the future. So literally, I do it for y'all. Like, I strive on, because the millennial generation, the generation I'm in, we're in the middle. You get what I'm saying? Like, we still have to be stern about the old ways of the system that needs to change while fighting for y'all. So, you know, I really value my position in the community and in the lives around me, because I feel like we're in a very pivotal moment in our lives. So yeah, I think me making it through this pandemic is definitely like a milestone for me, because I still have that drive to push the vision forward. And, you know, with time, things will get better and things will manifest.
Amazing. That was like really great. Okay, so another thing. I started this podcast to bring teenagers out their shells to realize they are more than what other people tell them, because teenagers actually go through so many obstacles that parents, adults, whatever you want to say, can't even think about going through. First of all, bullying, suicide, depression, obesity, preteen pregnancy. Y'all had these problems back in y'all days, but it advanced over time.
With media, with social media.
Especially with social media. I actually do, you know, a day about that, like a whole episode about that. Probably an hour episode, but like, there's so many dangers of social media, so many like stress out. So another thing, teens, if you don't want to have these sort of problems, I would say get away from social media. Maybe social media help you stay intact to your personal...
with life, definitely with life.
Right. With your life and personal self. But teens, like I said before, if you can't do it, then I definitely understand. Some teens have social media to take their stress away. And some teens have social media to build up their stress, because I know social media used to text me out before I deleted it.
Right. And I will say something to all the teenagers out there. I know that y'all go through a lot, especially more than what we had to go through because we're in a different world. But don't doubt yourselves. You know, like, you're this age right now for a reason. And I just really want teenagers to stop comparing their lives to what they see on media, because it's fake. It's not real. It's not real life. You cannot compare happiness to money.
Right.
You know, like, if you lose a close family member, no money in the world can bring them back. If, like, what's going on in California, all those wildfires, if your house and everything you remember catch on fire, there's no money, you know what I'm saying, that can bring back memories.
Right.
So it's just like, I really need teenagers. I know that y'all are young, but y'all have to expand y'all mind and realize that, it's deep, but realize basically that this life that we're living in is not a game. It's not on PS5. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not Roblox. Like, it's real life. And you have to know who you are.
You surely do.
And you have to know whose you are. Right. So I know it's a lot for young people, because definitely y'all are children and y'all need support and y'all need guidance and y'all need, you know, y'all parents to be there for y'all. But, you know, y'all see so many different problems and issues that it's hard for you to expand your mind. But I'm definitely here for the youth, and I support y'all, and definitely we need more content like this out.
Definitely. So let me just stop right there. With you just saying parents, that word hit so freaking hard, let me tell you guys, because you can't depend, some teens, I'm not going to say all, but some teens cannot depend on their parents because of the things parents put their teens through. Maybe it may not seem like a lot because parents paying the bills, parents doing this, parents doing that, but I'll talk about this, like, in all my episodes. Some teens take care of their parents because of abuse problems, of drunk problems. If your money's low and you have to step up, quit school, we understand that, teens. We understand how to step up, but you have to understand. If you cannot help yourself, your parent can't help yourself, turn to someone. If you can't turn to someone, then, oh my God, it's like, if you can't turn to someone, I
don't
know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry. I don't know what to say.
I get what you're saying. I, you know, it's so many issues that's bigger than this. It's rooted. You know, it's going to take a lot of people to fix the real issue, because the issue starts at home. And like us as Black people, we have been through a lot in this country, and it's a lot of pain and anger that we hold inside that we pass on to our children. And then it's a thing called generational curses, you know, but I feel like this is the time to break generational curses. This is the time to say, you know what? I love you, mama, but I want to do this life a little different than the way you did it. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
And like, yes. And parents put their teens like through so much because they want their teens to be just like you. Well, guess what? That's not finna happen. You won't, like, just be, your child will not be like you. Your child will be different than you. You want your child to be better than you were before.
That should be the goal. You want your child to be better.
Right, better.
Than you. And you have to let your child, you know, we have free will, you know. Even God doesn't control us. So parents, yes, you're supposed to parent your child. You're supposed to guide your child, but you can't control.
Right. You can't. You can't. And I do understand that, Ms. Hudson. And, like, parents do, like, they do it so much. And it's so freaking difficult for teens to understand what their parents are saying. Still focus on school, focus on social media and all that other type of things that they go through. But, like, it's so, like, it hits so hard, especially when it comes to your parents. Ms. Hudson? Yeah, okay. but I really do understand what you mean when you say that. But sadly, everyone, this is like, it's hitting so hard, and we just...
Hi, and if you're hearing this voice message, that means you have stayed to the end of Problems of a Teenager. Do you want another episode or part 2 with Star Daisy Hudson of Problems of a Teenager? Then make sure you talk to me down below in the comment section, share this video, subscribe, and keep viewing. Thank you for all the support, all the viewers, and all the subscribers.